Good afternoon. Again, I want to start by saying I had no plan to make a talk today, but suddenly something started to unfold itself about the still small voice and the presence of God. I think many times we wonder to ourselves, what is this still small voice? What is it? And how do we know if we've heard it? Well, we understand, of course, that we hear the still small voice in our meditations. It is by becoming still inside that we are able to hear it. But I get the question posed to me a lot. How do I know if I've really heard the still small voice and not just a thought? And that's a good question. And there is an answer to that question. And here's the answer that revealed itself today. When you are hearing the voice of Christ within you, when you are hearing the Father's voice, when you are hearing that still small voice of Spirit, you will know it. Because after it speaks, your thought comes to a stop. Your thought comes to a standstill. You're just unable to have any more thoughts. Now, I will give you an example. One day, I was meditating on the I, that invisible presence within me, that I within you, within all being. And I heard these words. Without eyes, I can still see. Without ears, I can still hear. Without a brain, I still have thought. Who am I? I am the resurrection. And when I heard that, it registered. It resonated within my being, and my thought came to a standstill. I was awestruck. There was nothing to think about. Only a communion with that I, which is the resurrection. The place where humanity has gone off track is that they believe that what the Christ utters is going to take place in time and space. So they believe that something's going to happen in the future. And they believe that the resurrection is something that is going to happen in the future. But Christ says, listen to me. I, within you, am the resurrection. Meaning that when I is lifted up, when I announces itself within you, when that still small voice speaks its message, you are lifted up into that eye. You are resurrected. The resurrection is not going to happen in time and space. The resurrection is not going to happen in the future. The resurrection is happening now as you hear the still small voice and are lifted up into the eye of your being. That is where the resurrection takes place. And that will become your permanent dwelling place, your permanent consciousness, your permanent conscious awareness. When we hear the still small voice, when God speaks, the earth melts. If we have really heard that still small voice, our thought, which is dreaming up this world, comes to a standstill. And in that space, in that opening, in that silence, I announce myself. And the earth melts. Some part of the earth melts every time we have this experience. A problem is dissolved. A solution is discovered. An opportunity presents itself. A person that you didn't even know you needed to meet, you suddenly make the acquaintance of. Every time the still small voice speaks, there is a, you are lifted up into the eye of your being. And that appears as a change out here. Really, it's a change in consciousness. We set aside the everyday human consciousness for the infinite consciousness, for the presence of the living God. And that consciousness acts through us. And suddenly, well, the world is made new when Christ has entered in. And where does this Christ presence enter? It enters your consciousness at a moment you think not. But do we see there's something very subtle here? You yourself and I myself cannot bring my thought to a standstill. Try as I may, no matter how hard I work on my thinking and try to still the human mind, it only battles me that much harder. And when I read, I come at a moment ye think not. I'm apt to believe that there's something I can do to think not. And there isn't. There is not something I can do to still my mind. To still the human mind. It just goes like a locomotive out of control. And that has never changed from the first day of meditation in 1971 to the meditation I just had 5 minutes ago, here in 2006. No, I cannot still the mind, and you cannot still the mind, so it must mean something else. The way it should read is, I come and you think not. In the center of your being, as you become as quiet as you can, and invite that presence to enter in, that presence flows in, and the still small voice utters itself within your being, and your thinking comes to a standstill. Sometimes it is quite shocking to the human mind, and it just can't think. When I had the inner realization that I am the resurrection, my thought came to a standstill. I saw, in an instant, I realized realize that the I within me is the only resurrection. And that without eyes, without ears, without a brain, I still function because I is my true identity. And I is your true identity. Now, hopefully that clears up somewhat how we know for real that we have heard the still small voice, because there is an inner experience that happens with the mind coming to a standstill, and there is an outer experience that happens with a change that takes place. And the change that takes place out here is only a reflection of what has already happened in here, in your inner temple. That is why the stone is cut out of the mountain without hands, because it's an internal change that appears out here as something better, something different, something finer, something grander, something more in line with the image and likeness of God. Something harmonious. Now, let's see if we can remember another one. I don't have my journal here where I put these in it, so I'll just have to... Well, you'll have to be still with me until I can remember. Okay, here's another one. When I read that the presence, God, Christ, I'm putting these terms on it, but you could use Buddha, you could use Krishna, you could use the Buddha mind, or the Tao. What term works for you is what term you should use, because it's there for you. But I'm using Christ and God and Father and the Presence and the I, because those are what work for me today. When I read about that presence being omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient, I can't see those three anymore without realizing the fourth one. And I haven't come up with a term for it yet, but I'm going to probably look it up and see if I can. God is omnipresent. God is everywhere present. But God is also every when present. And I realized that when I took into meditation, before Abraham was, I am. Everything written in the Bible, everything written from a spiritual consciousness in the Bible, because some things are only human events, but everything written from a spiritual state of consciousness, like you find in the book of John or in some of Isaiah's writings, everything that you find in the book of John, where it's written in red and the Christ is saying it, recognize that this is the still small voice that John heard and wrote down. He wrote this, oh, I can't remember, I think it was 30 years after Jesus left this plane. And what he wrote, or actually dictated, was what the still small voice spoke. And so what he received within, from that presence within, is the same presence that is within you. It's the same still small voice speaking within you today. And when we recognize that, we read the book of John and the red writing in there with the understanding that the Christ within us is speaking to us right now. There is no time. Time is an illusion, so the Christ is speaking to us right now. And so when I read, before Abraham was, I am, I took that into meditation in the understanding that that presence within me is saying those words right now. And all of a sudden, my mouth dropped open, my mind came to a standstill, because I had the instant recognition that that presence, the I within me, exists right now before Abraham, and exists right now after the end of what we call this world. Because that I is eternal. It's not going to be eternal. It's not going to become eternal tomorrow. Again, that's the human mind trying to put things in the future, in time and space. No. No. Christ, the I within you, that presence dwelling at the center of your being, that which you really are, is and lives and exists on an eternal plane right now. And when I heard that and had that realization within myself, my mind came to a standstill. Because when we hear the still small voice, the thinking mind stops. It just stops. And then the earth melts. Do we get a better picture now? This is how you know, without anybody telling you. You don't have to run it by your best friend or your person that you look up to. You only need to be honest and realize, okay, if I have really heard the still small voice, this will happen within and this will happen without, as we have just described. Now, let's move into another direction, because this was a double realization today. And this one, take it into your closet and meditate on it. And see if you can get a sense of it, a feel for it. I call it the presence. But spirit works too. Spirit of God, Christ works. Again, the term is not important. Please don't get hung up on terms. We use these terms because we're in the Western world. But if we were a Hindu, we would most definitely use other terms that would describe the Absolute, especially if we followed Shankara. Now, the presence that exists within you, the Christ that you feel in your meditations, realize this with me now. The presence within me is the same presence that moved through Christ Jesus. The presence that I feel now is the same presence that raised the dead. And because time is an illusion, that presence is raising the dead right now. Somewhere in omnipresence and in every when, that presence is raising the dead. That presence that moves within me, that quickens me in my meditations. That presence produced gold in the fish's mouth. That presence is feeding 5,014. That presence is healing the lepers. That presence within me is the same presence that disappeared in the temple and reappeared outside. That presence is the same presence that walked across the water and was not limited in any way to a three-dimensional world. That presence was the same presence that disappeared from view and entered the invisible and tabernacled with Moses and Elijah. That presence was the same presence that looked out at the raging storm and said simply, "Peace, be still." That presence was the presence that went into the invisible and stood by and watched the most powerful force on the face of the earth nail a body to a cross, and in 3 days pick the body back up and walk the earth again. That's the presence that is within you. There is no outside Christ. Christ is within you. The presence of the living God is within you. The Spirit of God is upon you. And that Spirit is your true identity. That Spirit has stood by while you were 1 year old and learning to walk well. That Spirit stood by as you were attending your first classes at school. That Spirit stood by as you were beginning to date and perhaps falling in love. Down through the ages and the entire time that you have spent on earth, that presence has been awaiting your recognition and your acceptance. When you first started studying metaphysics or mysticism, it was that presence bringing you to that study. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If you will open the door within your being, that presence will come in and sup with you." The very same presence that spoke to Moses and said, "I am that I am," and caused Moses' mind to come to a standstill. That presence is the presence within you. And as you continue in your studies and you saw that presence moving things around in your life, and your finances got better, or your relationships got better, or your health got better, that was the same presence that operated through Christ Jesus. And where is this presence? Within you. Within you right now. The very same presence. How many presences are there? How many presences of God are there? One. One presence. And if you continued your studies and people called on you for help, and you were able to become still, and the voice spoke, and you opened your eyes and the people received a healing, it was that presence working through you. And still there was a you and there was the presence. Still there was you and there was Spirit. Now, after all this time and after all these ages, we are being called upon to take the final step. We are being called upon to follow the direction that that presence spoke through Jesus Christ. And that presence said, "You must die and be reborn as that presence. Now it is time to begin to see that that presence is what you are. You are the Christ. You are the same presence that existed, that exists before Abraham was. You are the presence that exists right now before the beginning. Let us, in our meditations, begin to look at this. The very same presence that revealed itself to the Buddha as he sat under the tree and realized that he never was a human being. He realized that it was only the desires of a human being that kept him earthbound. And that when he renounced all that, when he surrendered all that, when he died to all that, he became the very living presence of God itself. This is the presence that you are. The same presence that sat under that tree. Same presence that he became and became him. This is the presence within you. That is why we do not have to go to a holy man or a holy temple or a holy mountain or a holy city. Because the presence itself told us and is telling us that the day is here now when you do not have to go anywhere except within your own being to commune with that presence. And as that presence announces itself, your thinking will become still, and the earth, the entire earth, will be transformed. Where can you flee from that presence? It is said, if I make my bed in hell, behold, the presence is there. If I ascend up into heaven, that is, into a high state of consciousness, behold, the presence is there. You cannot get away from the presence that you are. But this must become a living reality that you see, that you sense, that you know. And each time that presence announces itself, and you hear the still small voice, and your thinking comes to a standstill, you are knowing that presence aright. You are knowing God aright. You are knowing not with the mind, because the mind has come to a standstill. You are knowing with your inner awareness, with your inner sight, with Christ's eyes. Before it was said of you that you had eyes and did not see. Now you have, well, thine eye is single, and thy whole body of life is filled with light. You are knowing God aright. Whom to know aright is to get acquainted with your own eternal life, with your own presence. Oh, my friends, if there was only some way that I could give this to you, go within yourself. Joel says he finds it hard to tell the students that all they have to do is break their mind and heart, and God will reveal itself. What that means is there is a work ahead of us. But now we understand what that work is. It's not a work to make our human lives better. That is the added thing as we get acquainted with this presence. And here's another scripture that might help. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. That means understand that yourself is him, and peace will descend as your mind comes to a standstill. You see, many of these writings and these scriptures were written so many centuries ago that they were written in another language. But let me tell you something. Let me share something with you. The more time you spend up in this higher consciousness, listening to the still small voice, the more your human mind comes to a standstill, the more you develop the capacity to understand that presence, to hear that still small voice, wherever it is speaking. Because, again, I remind you, it is not speaking in the past. The presence is in the eternal now. And when you read something that was written 2,000 years ago or 4,000 years ago, if the presence said it, it is saying it now within you. Therefore, you develop the capacity to hear. My sheep hear my voice. And you develop the capacity to hear that voice in any scripture. Therefore, whether you are reading the Bible, the Upanishads, the Koran, the Bhagavad Gita, Zen works, Shankara, any scripture, even if it's something as modern as the autobiography of a yoga, of a yogi, it does not matter. If the voice of that presence is spoken, you will now be able to hear it. You will know that you have heard it. Why? Because of that inner experience where your thought comes to a standstill and there's an inner quickening. There's no better way to say it than that. That's exactly how it feels. And then you open your eyes and there's a change out here. It is reflective. Why? Because you live and move and have your being in your state of consciousness. And any realization in the presence within you, when you are lifted up into that consciousness, appears out here as wonderful, glorious forms. Now, I hope that begins to clear up just exactly how we know, so that nobody needs to tell you. You will have the assurance now, concrete knowledge of how you know when you have heard still small voice. And I hope that it explains what our work is. Our work is to die to a personal sense of self, to a personal life of any kind, and to come into the awareness that the very presence that moved through Christ Jesus is moving through you, in you, and as you. The presence that Paul heard within himself when he said, "This mortal must put off mortality and put on immortality." That presence is speaking now. We have to get past this yesterday and tomorrow. We have to step outside of time, because that presence does not exist in time. Time is a man-made construct. And God doesn't, He doesn't enter into man-made things. Or it doesn't enter into man-made things. So, God is outside of time, and that presence is outside of time, and therefore the reality of you, your presence, is outside of time. And we must start reading the scriptures with the understanding that the presence within you is speaking those words right now. Therefore, this mortal must put off mortality and put on immortality. The corruptible must become the incorruptible. That's Paul's way, and in the language of his day, of saying what we just said. Your job, my job, is going to be, is putting off any sense of a personal sense of life, and putting on the presence, which is all power, all knowledge, everywhere and every whim at the same time. That is the reality of you. And if you continue to do healing work for others, eventually you came to see that this presence was operating through you. Now we are coming to see that this presence is operating as you, because this presence is you. I cannot even remember the countless times that Joel said in his writings that two of the most important words were is and as. God is the only presence, and God appears as you. Is and as. And anything else, as John heard the presence speak, anything else was not made. You and I and people like us around the world are the vanguard. We are doing this work now to usher in a new state of consciousness. And we are going to do this work. We agreed to do it before we came here. And I don't know about you, but I love it. I am in love with it. There is nothing, nothing anywhere better than this. Nothing at all anywhere better than dying daily and watching this presence live itself. So this is our work, and when we have completed it, we will have ushered in a new state of consciousness. And future beings will be born here on this planet in this state of consciousness because of the work we are doing today. Is that not fabulous? God's plan. No soul will be left outside, because this presence is everyone and everything. And no soul will be left outside. I don't care what they have done. When Christ comes, their sins are forgiven, because their personal sense is dissolved, and only Christ is there. And Christ, of course, has never sinned. Though your sins were as scarlet, you shall be white as snow. If you have had any guilt for something you did that you shouldn't have, or any guilt for something that you haven't done that you should have, please let it go now. That only serves to keep a personal sense of self alive. And that's supposed to be dying, so let's let that go now. No more guilt trips. And if you have seen yourself do something good and accomplish something grand, let's let that go now too. Because that too is personal sense of self. If something wonderful has happened through you, perhaps a beautiful, spontaneous, instantaneous healing, well, that was this presence operating through you, and not a person at all. At best, you were a witness, and you know it. So let's let that go too. We must not only step outside of time, we must step outside of the duality of a good person or a bad person. No such thing exists. And finally, we must not only step outside of time and step outside of a good or a bad world or person, we must step outside of the belief in birth or death. listen again. The very presence that dwells in you is the presence dwelling in Christ Jesus at this very second. That presence was never born because it exists on the eternal plane now. Now it is eternal. We are just coming into the awareness of our eternal life. We are knowing God aright, which is knowing our life eternal. And that presence was never born. Therefore, you were never born. And that presence can never die. It exists eternally, now. It is on the eternal level now. That presence within you cannot die. Forever and ever and ever in the image and likeness of God. So it is quite a work, quite an adventure that we are on. We are stepping outside of the belief in time. We are stepping outside of the belief in duality. We are stepping outside of the belief in a law. We are stepping outside of the belief in birth or death. We are stepping into the awareness that I myself am infinite, eternal, divine presence. And you are the eternal self, the one self, called God. And isn't it wonderful? One of my favorite authors is Walter C. Lanyon, and he's constantly saying that he has a book called It Is Wonderful. And it is. Awake, thou that sleepest, and you will recognize that the presence that has always existed is flowing through all these scriptures, flowing through all these saints and seers and prophets and Christs and Buddhas. That presence is the presence within you now. Acquaint now thyself with him and come into the awareness of your eternal self. God bless.